Well, blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are up to Psalm 49. Yes, the 49th Psalm. And this Psalm has a title, to the choir master, choir director, the chief musician. And it is a Psalm for the sons of Korah, or of the sons of Korah. And this Psalm is often called a wisdom Psalm. And, you know, we've mentioned this in and out during our Psalm time together. There's been many attempts at organizing the Psalms, you know, by topic, by theme, by subject matter, whatever it may be. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. And so that's what this is. This one is often referred to as a wisdom Psalm because it has wisdom sayings in it. But it actually deals with people. Okay, it deals with people. It deals with, shall we say, wealth. So listen to what the psalmist says. Psalm 49, verse 1. Hear this, all peoples. Give ear, all inhabitants of the world. Verse 2, both low and high, rich and poor together. So the first two verses are a declaration, and it's a calling forth saying, hey, listen to this. I mean, he says that from the very beginning. A proclamation, a declaration, an instruction, an encouragement, an exhortation, all those things. Hear this. Hear this. All peoples. And in case you're uncertain about who all peoples are, it defines, because it says, hear this, all peoples. And then a repetition. Again, remember how the Psalms do this a lot. Give ear. That's the same thing as saying, hear this. Give ear, all inhabitants of the world. So all peoples, all inhabitants of the world. And in case that's not definite enough, both low and high, rich and poor together. So whether you are from one end of the socioeconomic spectrum or the other, it matters not. You need to hear this. You need to give ear. And that's what the psalmist is saying. And remember, this is for the choir director. So again, this would have been proclaimed through music. This might and probably was used in corporate worship time, okay? We consider the psalms to be that which they used in corporate worship. So it's saying, hear this, give ear to this. Verse 3. My mouth shall speak wisdom. The meditation of my heart shall be understanding. So the psalmist is saying, okay, here we go. I'm going to speak forth wisdom. And what I'm meditating upon, what I'm thinking about, I want there to be understanding about this. Verse 4, I will incline my ear to a proverb. I will solve my riddle to the music of the lyre. And so, he says, I'm going to lay this out in a particular kind of way, like a proverb, like a parable, according to King James. King James says, I will open my dark saying upon the harp. And the psalmist is saying, hey, I'm picking and grinning. I just have to think. Remember the old TV show, Hee Haw? It opened up with one saying, I'm picking. The other one said, I'm grinning. What's funny about that, the one that was picking wasn't that great a picker. Both of them were great grinners. The grinner was an outstanding picker, okay, Roy Clark. But he says, listen to this. I'm going to open up this right here with music on the harp, on the lyre, and it's going to be a bit of a proverb. I'll solve this riddle of some things. Now we learn what it is, verse 5. Why should I fear in times of trouble when the iniquity of those who cheat me surrounds me? Those who trust in their wealth and boast of the abundance of their riches. Oh, Lexham says, why should I fear times of calamity when iniquity surrounds me at my heels? Those who trust their wealth and boast about the abundance of their riches. So what's going on? There are some people who boast about the abundance of their riches, who trust in their wealth, and they're causing trouble. Okay. Well, what kind of trouble? Well, they've cheated the psalmist. And he says, you know what? They cheated me and they're surrounding me, those who are cheating me. Folks, we deal with it day in and day out. The sad thing about our culture and our society is that for the most part, we're being cheated and most people don't know we're being cheated. If I were to launch on a litany of the ways that we are cheated, particularly in the name of the law, in the name of, okay, this is right and this is what you must do because the law says it. though it's actually cheating and it's actually not even in the law. Okay, that kind of, most people would just explode with cognitive dissonance. They wouldn't believe it. They would reject it because we are cheated at a multitude of levels. So the problem arises, what do we do with that? How do we handle it? And that's what we see from the question here. And he says, why should I fear in times of trouble? Why should I fear in the days of evil, in the days of adversity, during times of calamity? Yeah, the ones that are causing this are those who trust in their wealth. They boast about the multitude of their riches. They do all this. But you know what? The psalmist is making a determination. I'm not going to fear. And folks, I think we're going to have to do that. I think we should be doing it right now. And you say, well, what are you talking about? Well, sometimes it's just simple things that it costs, let's say, three times as much to drive through a Wendy's right now as it did 5 years ago. What's that all about? And why is that? Well, it's because of those who trust in their wealth and those who boast in the abundance of their riches. Well, look what he says in verse 7. Truly, no man can ransom another or give to God the price of his life, for the ransom of their life is costly and can never suffice. Well, that's interesting. The King James and Lexham put that in a parenthesis. Let me read the Lexham. Surely a man cannot redeem a brother. He cannot give to God his ransom, since the redemption price for their life is costly, and it always fails, so that he may stay alive forever and not see the pit. Well, that's foreshadowing something, isn't it? Yeah, that a man really can't ransom somebody or give to God the price of the life of somebody. In other words, you cannot buy somebody out of the trouble that they're in or what they're doing, those who trust in their wealth, who boast in their riches. You can't do that. It gives us insight into what Jesus did for us. Okay, for the ransom of their life is costly, and it's never going to suffice, and he's going to live forever. Okay, that he says there's not enough money, not enough that you can do to where you can save them out of the pit. Okay, that they should live on eternally and not undergo decay, as the New American Standard says. Now watch this verse 10 quickly. For he sees that even the wise die, and the fool and the stupid alike must perish and leave their wealth to others. So these are just down-to-earth sayings, folks. Even the wise dies. Even the fool and the stupid, the brute, perish. And they leave their wealth behind to the next generation, to the others. Verse 11, their graves are their homes forever, their dwelling places to all generations, though they called lands by their own name. Oh, yeah, they were rich. They had all sorts of wealth. They had all sorts of everything. But when they died, they were fools, and they did not seek the important things, the Most High God. And now the lands that they used to call their own, they're buried in those, and they're in Sheol forever, or in a place of darkness. Last two verses quickly. Man and his pomp will not remain. He is like the beast that perishes. So man and his self-made honor, he's going to be just like an animal. You're going to die. Then verse 13. This is the path of those who have foolish confidence. Yet after them, people approve of their boast. Selah. Yeah, I wanted to get to this in the verse 13 because it's a Selah moment. He's saying, you know what? This is the path of those who trust in their wealth, trust in their riches. It is a foolish confidence. But the problem arises, the psalmist says, yet after them, people approve of their boast. People accept their sayings. People actually want the boast of those who boast and trust in their riches. He says, you should not be like that. Folks, we should not be like that. Well, we'll carry on with the balance of the psalm next episode. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you then.